The delegate at acb-indiana.org email is so that we can accumulate the responses that we use to give the affiliate vote. It does not replace right. their individual vote.
Right. Yeah. So you still would, yeah, the your individual vote, we, you know, ACBI has nothing to do with that. So you will still cast your individual vote through ACB's Vote Now system, and that will have no reflection on the affiliate vote. So you need to still let us know how you want the affiliate to vote. So,
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Deanne answered it very well to me, but I'm asking it because I'd rather be stupid and help others. So I can say, I want to vote for Mickey Mouse and just type that in as a sentence. I don't have to click on anything. That's just in the body of the email message.
Yes, for us. For us. Well,
for us.
You could,
for Indiana.
Yeah, for us. Yeah. You just put it in the body of the email and that way we will know. As far as, you know, like for us to let you know if you're not on the radio and you don't find out or you're not, tuned into general session when they do the elections each day. If you're tuned in, then you will hear if there's any contested positions. In other words, is there anyone nominated from the floor? Right now, there's only one contested position, and that's the first vice president. But if should there be a contested position, then we will send that out via the Indiana list. So we'll send it out. They'll stop the voting at that point. When the contested position happens, they'll say, okay, we're going to roll this one over to the next day. Okay. So on Monday, Donald Duck is up to be elected, but then Mickey Mouse gets, nominated from the floor. So they go, okay, now we roll this position over to Tuesday. So we will send an email through the Indiana list, which will reach you all, and we will say, okay, here's the two positions, okay, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Okay, so then you, the next day, I believe, and Deanne can correct me if I'm wrong, they'll give 5 minutes to each candidate to speak. And so you need to let us know, and you would need to let us know right away as to whether you would want. It makes more sense to me that they would let them speak the day that they're nominated, the person that's nominated from the floor and the person that, you know, the contested position, because that way we have time. But it's my understanding they're going to do it the other way. Is that correct? Did you understand it that way?
Okay. They will have, that's the way I understand it. I understand that on Sunday night that the slate of officers that are approved by the nominating committee and have passed through the credentials committee will be presented. Okay.
Right.
On Monday morning at about 10:50, we'll have candidate speeches. And then we will go through and have, so I'm assuming that nominations will happen on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And that. So we'll have candidate speeches at about 10:50 in the morning. And then the ACB elections and affiliate roll call will be about 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So from 11:30 right. to about 1:00, you will be able to cast your ballot. At 1:30, they're going to come back to us with the results. And then we will have the nominations for Tuesday's election.
Correct.
Which then
would
be the first vice president, which is mm-hmm. the contested election.
Right.
So we already know two people. There may be three or four people that show up for that. On Tuesday morning at about 10:40 in the morning will be the candidate speeches. And about 11:30, the ACB elections and affiliate roll call will happen. And you'll have mm-hmm. until about 1:00 to vote. And that will
individual vote.
Yeah, for your individual vote. And then mm-hmm. at 1:30, we'll have they'll give the results and the nominations will be made for the next office. And that will be mm-hmm. what the schedule is throughout the week,
right.
with a little bit of variation in times to bring it back to 11:20 on Wednesday, Thursday. And then on Friday, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. And we hope and pray we're done before that. But anyway, what I would like to say, though, is so you have that window, and it is, if you want to wait, for example, and hear the speeches of the people, if you don't already know who you will support, then you will have a window of time that's kind of small, so you'll send your email if you don't already know who you want to vote for. So, and you want to wait and hear the speeches. So,
okay,
you'll send your email, or you will call. And I think Deanne is going to accept the voicemails for who you would want us to vote for. So, as the affiliate vote. So, if you don't want to send an email, it's very easy. We tested it out and it did work. delegate@acb-indiana.org. Okay. But if you would rather call and leave a voicemail, then you can do that.
And the voicemail, the phone number for the voicemail would be 765-215-1211.
And we'll send it out, I guess, right? We'll send it out in an email so you have it,
right.
So you can look at it. is that about as clear as mud? Or does anybody have any questions about that?
Can't hear.
Not bad.
Anyone have any questions?
Here, give it here.
This is Dolly.
I've got it back to it. It starts.
Dolly? Yes, go ahead, Dolly.
Sundays.
Dolly?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Yeah. Okay. Could we send it in before they start on Monday? I mean, what if we send it in? Because we know these people. I mean, what is it? They're about 13, right? 13 of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we could go ahead and say, yeah, I want this person and that person.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
We don't have to wait.
No, you don't.
Monday.
No, absolutely not. You can send it at any point, but if you are someone who wants to wait and hear the speeches, then you'd have to wait and have that small window of time to get that email to us or the voicemail. But
right.
If you already know, you can just send it.
Fine.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So, any other questions? Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. What if it's... I know this is really stupid, but I mean, why should we send you emails if it's uncontested? I mean, at that point, let me ask a question, please.
No.
So at that point, you would just take over because it'd be uncontested and vote as the affiliate president.
Yeah.
If it is uncontested and remains uncontested, there is nobody nominated.
Right.
The position will be filled by acclamation.
Right. So
it
you
will
don't
be
need
no
to send
vote.
It. Yeah. You don't need to send it if there's no contest, from the floor or if it's not a contested position. Correct.
But such as in the first vice president, if you would prefer Deb Cook Lewis over Mike Riker, then we would wish to know what your preference is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because we did get a half a dozen or so people that tested out the system on Friday.
Yeah.
And so we had Mickey Mouse and we had Donald Duck. And we cast three of our votes to Mickey and one vote to Donald Duck because that's kind of how it shook out. So that's how we got about, I think we got three or four votes for Mickey and two for Donald Duck. So we tested that out on Friday. So.
And it did help a couple people out because one, they had not saved their documents and therefore they didn't have the instructions. And so it gave them the opportunity to rectify that, which was one of the good reasons for doing that. I did choose to do that at the last minute to send it out on the list and to do the mock election, to do the poll for in-state. And so I know not everybody knew about it, but it did show that it would work with the number of responses we did get.
Yeah, yeah. So does anybody else have any other questions? I know we've had some people either we've had people come in or we had people that fell out and came back in. So do we have any new people on the line? Anybody tune in a little late?
This is Michael Loff.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, hey. Hey, Michael.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. Anybody else?
This is Mitchell Bridwell.
Oh, hey, Mitchell. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else that tuned in?
Michelle Hahn.
Okay, Michelle. Okay. Very good. Okay, thank you. All right. If there's anybody else, give me a shout. Okay. Well, and I don't know if you all heard, but kind of what we talked through, so we can repeat it. But Mitchell, you probably, I don't know if you're voting for the students or what, but the way we're doing it here in Indiana is we will have, and you may have already seen it, we have the delegate at acb-indiana.org will be the email you will use to let us know of how you would want the affiliate to vote. And
there's a contested election.
Yeah, if there's a contested election. If it's not contested, then you don't need to send it because it'll be by acclamation, obviously. But if it's contested, then we will, you already know there's one contested position. Okay. It's first vice president and it's been contested for several weeks. So we know who that person is. It's Mark Reichert and, Deb Cook Lewis. Okay, so that one we already know about. We don't know of any others yet. But if there are contested positions, we will send that out the evening before, and you will know who they are. And if you know who you want to vote for, then you can just email us right away and let us know who you would like to, you know, have. Or you can wait and hear their speeches the next morning. And if you wait for that to hear their speeches, then you will have a small window of time to get that vote to us to let us know how you want that your affiliate to vote, ACBI. So you will have about 30 minutes. So you want to get that email to us quickly, or you can call and we're going to send, you know, the email and the phone number out on the Indiana list. Again, so you have that. But if you already know, you can send it to us at any point, the person that you would like to see the affiliate support. And then we'll take those, those choices, and we'll percentage it out, and then we'll cast our four votes accordingly. So if you didn't know, Mickey got three votes, and Donald got one on Friday from ACBI. Any questions? Whoops. Is it somebody else, or did we lose somebody?
Well, you had lost us, and we're finally back in.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, is there any questions? I know it's a little, it's all new this year, but it's going to be fun, you know.
Yeah, this is Rich. I got a quick question.
Yeah, Rich, go ahead.
Probably most of y'all know this. I might be the last one to know, but no question. It's a dumb question, I guess. Do we know which, you know, they got that new Alexa streaming ACB media thing. Do we know which one of those streams that these election speeches are going to be on?
The general session. Yeah, go ahead, Dean.
Oh, okay. The one that is ACB mainstream, which is, I believe, one, isn't
That's
it,
one.
Michael? Yeah.
Yes.
It will be the one that will have general sessions on it. It will be the one that the elections will be when the elections will begin, will be announced on.
Yeah. So all the general sessions every day will be on one.
Okay. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Now, my understanding was that 8 and 9 were specifically for the convention. So I would say if there's something you're looking for and you don't hear it on one, to try 8 or 9.
Yeah. So I just know that the general sessions are on one. I haven't really looked at those others. You probably know more than I do, Michael, on that.
Those are like tours.
The higher ones are going to have the agenda for the day and announcements and stuff like that. They're not going to have the general session.
Well, that 10, I know, is supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. 8 and 9 were the tours of the weekend.
So.
Oh, you are correct. I think 8 or 9 are the tours, now that you mention it. So,
right.
Yeah. Eight and nine are the audio described tours. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
I will put the relevant links on the website if that helps anyone. I've got 8 and 9 on there now.
Okay. Can you put on the exhibitor's number as well? Because that comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, Michael, that's great, Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, and number 10 is the agenda then. So,
newspaper. And it seems like 7 and 8 are the tours.
8 and 9
tours.
Are the tours.
I think 8 and 9 are tours from what I'm hearing from Michael and Pat.
Oh. I did the tours. I did them over the weekend.
Yeah. So, I don't know where the auction will be. That'll be one I'll be trying to find. But, So, all right. Is there any other questions? We are going to go ahead and use Dee's phone number. Bill had offered us, he was going to give us basically a conference room, but I think we're just going to go ahead and do a cell phone because that way we can collect it privately. You'll just leave a voicemail and we'll have your vote in a private way. So,
and just, let's just touch base about Friday real quick. Friday,
yeah.
Everybody will have to be very attentive. If we go to having elections on Friday, they are going to happen in a secular motion in that beginning at 9:45 and going through 4 o'clock. They'll
wow.
start out with the candidate speeches.
A week from Friday.
Yes, this will be the last day of the
yeah.
convention.
Right.
And that. And then at 10:30, like this is the first round. At 9:45, they'll have the candidate speeches and ACB elections begin. And at 10:30, the affiliates will have a roll call. And at 10:30. And at 11:15, the election results will be announced. Nominations for the next candidate will be announced. And they'll start through that whole cycle again. And they have that
yeah.
like five times. So it's going to be something that you'll have to listen to very closely that day because it will either take more time or take less time.
Yeah. So if there's contested positions that day, then that will go longer. But if they're by acclamation, then it will go quicker. But Friday will be the sort of try to wrap it up day. But
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't happen, then they have reserved the possibility for Saturday.
How late does the general session last since the morning is primarily elections every day?
The general sessions will be from 10:30 to 2 o'clock every day, and the agenda amongst the agenda is other things besides elections.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah. the general session is really just elections.
No, it's not.
It's more than that.
If you look at the convention agenda, you will see that there are presentations, award presentations, speeches, and sponsor presentations, and everything else that in the morning and that. And they've just spaced it out so that there is time between when you cast your ballot until when the results come in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's a speaker and then something about elections and then maybe another speaker and then something else about
right.
elections.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. Okay.
Because the affiliate vote, you know, Lord help us, will only last about a half an hour.
We hope.
And yes. So your individual vote, you can be casting that at any time, you know, any time really. That doesn't interfere with the general session.
Okay.
So yeah, your individual vote would just go into vote now, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, other things will be going on during general session. So we hope that the affiliate vote will only take half an hour. So.
On Friday yeah. night, it took us an hour and they're hoping to cut it down to a half hour.
Yeah. It was kind of messy, but they knew it, and they're, you know, I'm sure they're working on it and probably were working on it over the weekend. So, anyway, but, yes, go ahead, Pat.
Okay. I mean, I'm asking all the stupid questions because I'm sure I'm just about probably the dumbest person on this call. But, okay, for getting into our affiliate vote to you and to
mm-hmm.
Deanne, that makes sense to me. But when we're casting our individual vote, if we're listening to the second speech and we've figured it out, can someone explain to me if we are able to cast our individual vote at that time or do we have to wait for a specific go signal?
Okay. The answer to that is once the nominations are made, okay, and we
mm-hmm.
and they know who is going on that ballot,
mm-hmm.
then they will start processing it at vote now. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's one reason for during the speeches, they may be formatting that.
So, okay. So we can't vote till after the last speech.
Until they tell you that you can vote. Until whoever's presiding over that morning session says that elections are open.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's for your individual vote.
Right.
So. And you can cast your, as far as your delegate vote with us, you can cast that at any time you're ready.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, I thought you said, Barbara, that we could do our individual vote anytime.
That was my understanding, that you could cast it whenever that was formulated, even the day before. If you don't want to wait for the election, I mean, the speeches, I thought you could go ahead and cast it. But Deanne followed this much closer than I have. She's really followed the details.
Okay.
So,
we know that right now Dan Spoon is the only one down for president.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say somebody decides that they want Paul Edwards to be nominated for president. Okay. Now, hopefully they've checked with Paul Edwards and Paul Edwards has said, yes, I want to run for president again. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you have a choice, Paul Edwards or Dan Spoon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to know that there's a choice there. So you're going to want to wait until that nomination has been made before you cast your individual vote. Now,
right.
If you're almost certain that there's not going to be any nominations for anyone, and you know that whoever's already on that slate is who you want to vote for, you can go on and send that to me today. But
yeah.
If you want to have the ability to vote for anyone nominated off the floor,
right,
then you will want to wait until the nominations have been made and certified and are being ready to be sent to vote by now, which will then formulate the ballot for that office.
Right. So this is all very new to us. So, you know, you can expect, okay, we, you know, and the technical committee met about this, about couple months. It's been a couple months almost now. Michael and Bill and Dee and myself and Rita, we all met, and I said something will go wrong, and Bill said, "Bet on it.
Grief.
Just it's gone. It's going to." But we will do the best that we can. And so you just need to keep your ears open and keep tuned in and, you know, stay tuned in to your Indiana list, you know, and also stay tuned in to ACB General Session. And so that, you know, we kind of know what's going on in case there's a little bump in the road and we have something change up. So, you know, I just figure there will be a bump in the road. That's just what I kind of figure. So, but any other questions? I know that to me, of course, we've been looking at this for a long time. But, you know, the mud is starting to clear. Okay. It's starting to make more sense. And certainly now that we've gone through the mock election, you know, it really started to kind of fall into place. So I think that helped a lot. So anyway.
Now, on Sunday evening, the nominating committee does have a report and the credentials committee has a report. So if they have any indication of any nominations at that point in time, I don't know whether we'll know about them or whether we'll have to wait and hear about them at the time of the particular election for that particular office.
Yeah, so... The Sunday evening is opening session, and it all will begin at that point. So,
you know, something just occurred to me because, you know, the credentials committee has to figure out if a candidate is eligible, you know, if they're a member in good standing and all that. What about when somebody's nominated from the floor? Does the credential committee hurry up and meet and see if they're eligible?
Well,
I would say that yes.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
maybe
but
that's part of the reason why it has to be the next day before you can vote on those people.
Well, it's also because Vote Now has to get the ballot ready.
Yeah.
But
they can't get the ballot ready until the credential committee says, okay, you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, the credentials committee only reports that the affiliates and our special interest groups, how many votes they have, or whether there's any contested. The credentials committee doesn't determine whether someone is eligible to run or not. That's not the purpose of the Credentials Committee.
No, because that, as long as they're a member, and but yeah, and we already know that document has already gone out. You know, who is the delegate, who's the alternate, and how many votes do you have?
I saw that. And
yeah.
So that's all the credentials reports on. They don't report on any status of any candidates.
Okay.
That's not their purpose.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't understand that. Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, does anybody have any other comments or questions or any input on any of the candidates? If anybody has any interesting comments to make on the candidates, I mean, we could talk about that too. But
how many votes do we have for Indiana?
Four.
Four.
We have four. Mm-hmm. We have four.
Only four.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Four. Mm-hmm. We have over 100 members, but we don't have 125 yet, though. But we're inching our way up. So
we did have.
Okay. All right.
Can I change the subject when we're finished?
Yeah. I would just one last comment is if you have a question about your doing your individual vote, it's call the Minnesota office if you're having troubles with your code, or call the toll free number for the vote now, and they can help you through the process, either doing it through an automated system or doing it through using an operator.
Right.
And that was on the email you received with your unique identifier, as well as the instructions on how to do all the different processes for voting.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get my code, so I had to call Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't get my code, and neither did Brett. So,
and I know other people, it went right to their junk mail. So,
right. I checked my junk mail. Yeah. So, you know, it happened, but, you know, we just called and they sent it out, you know.
Right.
And
I thought the Friday mock voting was excellent.
Yeah, it was a good test. It was a good test. So, and that was a good thing, so to have that test. So, okay, if there's, Rita, what did you have?
Well, I sent out a reminder to the Indiana list that I need RSVPs for anybody that's going to the picnic that I don't already know about. So spread the word in your area. I haven't heard from hardly anybody in Indianapolis. I thought I'd hear from more Bloomington people.
What?
Right now we have right at 41 people coming to the picnic.
Terrific.
And if there's somebody who needs transportation, I mean, reach out to us. We might be able to brainstorm with you, or maybe hook you up with someone. Mitchell, if you're interested in coming, we might be able to hook you up with somebody. You know, I mean, Michael, I mean, just, you know, reach out to us. We'd love to have you come to the picnic. And, I mean, this is our 50th anniversary celebration. And then, you know, we have special rates on the rooms that we've put aside. If you want to spend the night, you don't have to. But anyway, that's up to you. But if you're interested, I hope that you will, you know, reach out to us, and we'll see if we can hook you up with somebody and see if somebody's in your area that's coming. So,
yeah, my friend Anita, she lives in Brownsburg. She has a minivan. She offered to pick up anybody on that side of Indianapolis. Because, you know, she's got to kind of come down and cross over to get over to the park. So if there's anybody that needs a ride, I can put you in touch with her.
Yeah. And Deanna's coming, too. So, and
yeah.
Then there's a few people coming from further up north. So just, you know, but anyway, reach out and we might have a way to brainstorm with you and help you hook up with something. So, anyway, but I'm really looking forward to it. The committee's done a great job, and I think it's going to be a really fun time. And, you know, something that we don't get to do very often with each other is just hang out, you know. Even at convention, you know, you've got an agenda, okay? You've got stuff you have to do, you know, but this is going to be more relaxed, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's things to do in the park. You know, it's Brown County State Park. So there's horseback riding. There's, you know, if you're staying at the hotel, there's a pool. And, I mean, there's just, and then, of course, shopping is less than 5 minutes away. And I'm sure there's going to be cars going into Nashville if you're into shopping. Or if you want to go, there's music going on in Nashville. So I think, you know, there's just all kinds of opportunities, and just hook up with people and just say, hey, you want to do this or you want to do that? And, you know, and let's just have some fun together. The picnic is on ATVI.
There's some of us that's never met some of the members. Yeah. We've heard their voices on these calls, but we've never met them in person. So
That's right.
Be nice. But it will be fun. We've got door prizes. We're going to do the dessert auction, and I intend to share with everybody, whoever buys it, so especially if it's chocolate.
Let's watch it melt in August, right?
Well, we've got coolers,
yeah,
right. So anyway, we're gonna have a little music in the background. You know, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, and some people are coming and bringing their families. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can even bring somebody with you. You know, they don't have to be a member. You know.
Yeah.
This is just a time for us to have fun, and who knows, you might bring somebody with you, and they might become a member. So
Richard and Regina's got their daughter and two grandkids coming with them. So
yeah, terrific. And Nell, Melissa is bringing her husband, I think, and at least one of her kids, if not both of them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they're going to be camping. They're going to be camping right there. So.
Yep. So anyway, so reach out, let us know. And any other questions regarding voting or any comments? Okay. I'll have a new somebody to introduce to you all too in August.
Yeah.
I have a new guide dog, so I just finished training with her, so I'll have a new little someone to introduce. So her name is Alaska.
Put her on the phone.
Yeah. She doesn't have much to say, really. Yeah, but her name is Alaska. Very, very unique. So she's doing well. So I did a home training, and I'm not sure I'd do it again. It was intense. So it was 10 days, three weeks crammed into 10 days.
Oh.
So, yeah. But anyway, okay. Any other comments?
I don't know if this is this isn't the same thing, but if you want to see a dog, here you go. For those who cannot see, this is my guide dog Magic. She's playing with her toys.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Mitchell.
Oh, Mitchell, and what's your guide dog's name?
Magic.
Magic. And where did Magic come from?
Southeastern.
Okay, so you're
in Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
we got it.
I don't want to live in Florida. It's too hot.
I know. What month did you get her?
August.
Did you? Oh my God. Yeah. Well, we have a member here in Bloomington that got her dog from Southeast too. So. And she'll be at the picnic. And but Alaska came from Guide Dog Foundation in New York. So they sent someone here to train in home because they're not on campus quite yet. So but anyway, okay. So we have a reason to meet each other and introduce our guide dogs. So anyway. Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else have anything else? We do have a August information station call. Will be, are you familiar with the National Center on Accessibility? They work with the accessibility for parks and recreations and like museums and things like that. And so We're planning a speaker from the National Center for Accessibility. I think it's actually for accessibility. It's not on accessibility. But that National Center for Accessibility is actually here in Bloomington, and it's affiliated with IU. And so we're inviting them to come and talk with us about what's going on in the world of accessibility for trails and parks and museums, particularly, you know, accessibility things that would be of interest to us as, you know, as the blind community. So so that's our August information station call.
So, okay. And if anybody has suggestions for topics or speakers.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Barbara, Rita, Carrie, we're the committee.
Yeah,
let
Carrie
us know.
Is, yeah, Carrie is, you know, you can always reach out to her too. She's just really consumed right now. So with a lot of health issues in their family. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else on voting, we'll call this to a close. But if you have any questions at all, and Deanne is available, I'm available. If you, you know, we'll send out that phone number and that email again on the Indiana list so you have it. And you can reach out to us with any questions that you have. So, okay. But especially when it has to do with the affiliate vote, we don't have much to do with the individual vote. That would be vote now in the ACB Minnesota office. But for the affiliate vote, we can help you there.